Family.
The word should be considered a family counselor. Parents need to reform. Ministers need to reform. They need God in their households. If they would see a different state of things, they must bring His word into their families and must make it their counselor. They must teach their children that it is the voice of God addressed to them, and is to be implicitly obeyed. They should patiently instruct their children, kindly and untiringly teach them how to live in order to please God. The children of such a household are prepared to meet the sophistries of infidelity. They have accepted the Bible as the basis of their faith, and they have a foundation that cannot be swept away by the incoming tide of skepticism.
Do not listen to the private troubles and family disappointments of women attracted to you. Women have been attracted to you, and have been ready to pour into your ears their private troubles and family disappointments. You ought not to lend an ear to them, but tell them that you are yourself only an erring mortal, that God is their helper. If a woman manifests undue attention and mourns that her husband does not love her, do not try to supply this lack. Those who stand as ministers in the sacred desk should be men of blameless reputation. Their lives should be spotless, above everything that savors of impurity.
Do not place your reputation in jeopardy by going in the way of temptation.
If a woman lingeringly holds your hand, quickly withdraw it and save her from sin. If she manifests undue affection and mourns that her husband does not love her and sympathize with her, do not try to supply this lack.
Your only safe and wise course in such a case is to keep your sympathy to yourself.
Such cases are numerous.
Point such souls to the burden bearer, the true and safe counselor.
If she has chosen Christ as a companion, He will give her grace to bear neglect without repining. Meanwhile, she should diligently do all in her power to bind her husband to herself by strictest fidelity to him and faithfulness in making his home cheerful and attractive. If all her efforts are unavailing and unappreciated, she will have the sympathy and aid of her blessed Redeemer. He will help her to bear all her burdens and comfort her in her disappointments. She shows distrust of Jesus when she reaches for human objects to supply the place that Christ is ever ready to fill. In her repining, she sins against God. She would do well to examine her own heart critically to see if sin is not lurking in the soul. The heart that thus seeks human sympathy and accepts forbidden attentions from anyone is not pure and faultless before God.